Meeting number one, I'd like to call this meeting to order, Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting. The date is August 8th, 2019, and the time now is 7:01. Can I please get a roll call?
Mr. Stoker?
Here.
Mr. Rice?
Here.
Lieutenant Michael is absent.
Please stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First up on our agenda is supplemental appropriations. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve supplemental appropriations dated 8/8/2019. And it's a one-page document for reference.
Second.
Discussion?
No.
Roll call?
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Rice?
Aye.
Purchase orders? Do you have anything?
I do. I have a training request first. It's for Morley Brennstuhl for 7/31 of 2019. It was a $0 request for training for the mental health and first aid at 4931 Nettleton. I just want to put it on the record. Any discussion?
Second.
Mr. Rice?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
I also have a purchase order. The vendor is Wayne's Collision Center. The amount's $1908.80. It's for body damage for car four.
Second.
That's for the police department, correct?
It's for the police department, yes.
Roll call.
Mr. Rice?
Aye.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Anything else?
No.
This time I'd like to make a motion to purchase order requisition. It's for the service department. The vendor information is Cardinal Cement Excavating. Total amount is $6,500.
Second.
Denny, want to explain?
We started our concrete work this year. They started up in the reserve, opened some up, and it was all undermined, started back up than we thought it was. So they had to dig farther up the hill to get so they could get compaction underneath the pavement. They just start breaking once they started peeling.
Okay.
Roll call.
Mr.
Stoker? Aye. Mr.
Rattis? Aye.
Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 8/1/2019 to 8/8/2019. Check number 33219 through 30283. Make it 30256 to 30283. Total amount is $217,562.58.
Second.
Can I just add, there's also two electronic payments at the top there, so those aren't going to have check numbers. That's the OPERS payment, which we do approve as part of payroll, but just to keep things cleaner, I'm going to start putting the OPERS payments on the warrant list too, and that way everything is right there for audit time.
And I see the biggest amount was for the paving work?
Yes, that Melway bill. I don't know, we're about half, I think, right? Or a little over, Denny?
Yeah.
That was paid, so we'll get the, I don't know when the other invoice will come. But no, other than that, we were already pretty sparse this time around.
So. Take a roll call, please.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Rattis?
Aye.
Next up is approval of payroll. This time I'd like to approve make a motion to approve payroll dated 8/9/2019, total amount $41,903.09, with $8,300.31 with deductions and withholdings. And this will be a one-page document.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
You need this back, Angela.
That's just for you guys to review if you want to look at. It's basically the timesheets in a nutshell. It makes it easier for you to...
All right, this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the appropriation status. It's dated 8/8/2019, and this is a 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is department head comments. Elaine?
I have nothing tonight.
All right, Denny?
I'd like the board to make a motion to, that could close Stonegate Drive between, starting August 19th for 8 days for concrete repair in between Alameda and North Jefferson. That's my first one.
How long was that, Denny?
8 days. It'll probably be sooner than that, but weather.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller Service to close Stonegate August 19th for a total of 8 days. It'd be between Alameda and North Jefferson.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Second thing is, I got a message from the health department who does a drive-through at our shop. Use it for drug takebacks. They want to do that October 26th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They want to know if they can use the shop for that. Should it be with the sheriff's department, Medina Township Police, MRC volunteers, and the drug task force agents?
Is there a drug takeback?
Yeah. It's a drill they have to do once a year to keep up with the state requirements.
All right, this time then, I'd like to make a motion to allow the Medina County Health Department to use our service department October 26th between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. for their drug takeback program.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Also, got a call from the fire department. The air compressor at Station 2 went bad. Need to think about what we're going to do with it. As far as replacing it or try to get it rebuilt, I haven't got a price. I haven't had time to. I just picked it up today and took it down to my shop to see if I could fix it or what I could do with it. I can let you know this week sometime.
If you would, please. Then we'll go from there.
At this time, the trucks have no air, no shoreline air, so it'll just take longer to get the trucks out of the station.
Would it make sense to buy one and then get that rebuilt and have a spare now?
Denny, we replaced that one once before.
That's that small one, yeah. Let me look at it. I might have time tomorrow. Look at it, see what I can do. That's all I have.
Is that something that you can wait another couple of weeks on though, or no?
Yeah. Yeah, I can wait on.
All right. Next on the agenda, old business. the Township Chicken Dinner. We've, Ken put this on the agenda. I don't have anything for it. Do you have anything, Mark?
Question, I don't know. I think we discussed earlier, you and I, Nick, that it hasn't been a whole lot going on yet. It might be kind of compressed too much to get this thing done this year by September. It's a month away. I think we'd be better off picking a day next year and starting early and doing it right as opposed to trying to cram it in. I don't know if that's...
To me, that's fine. I know we don't have any POs open to purchase anything at this time for it. Be something we really didn't have a, as to exactly cost-wise, was going to come from the township up until probably that email that went out a couple, beginning of the month, end of last month.
It's beginning of March.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
You want to put it back on the agenda for like January maybe and start in January and go that route maybe?
That's fine. Then we'll have a whole year to kind of get everything straightened out. Nick, you make sure it gets back on the agenda around January. New business. We have Silver Maple Lane road closure. We had a resident asked to have the cul-de-sac on Silver Maple closed September 8, 2019 from 6 a.m. to 5 for a tailgate party for the Cleveland Browns. We've done this for other developments, not just for, not for a tailgate party, but for, you know, the block party or whatever. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to allow the road department to close Silver Maple Lane on September 8th, 2019 from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the resident tailgate party. With the notion that they're temporary barricades and they can be removed for any emergency service vehicle that needs to get down there.
Second.
Discussion?
Any issues with that, Danny?
No, we'll just drop them off Friday. We'll drop the barricades off Friday and they can put them up themselves.
Okay. Okay, a roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Just the cul-de-sac, correct?
Just the cul-de-sac, yes. And Nick has the address, so it's the cul-de-sac part of Silver Maple.
That's where I'll put the barricades and that
address. Here's the paper. Next up on the agenda is approval of minutes. Mark, have you had a chance to read these?
Dates right now.
It's February 28th.
Yes.
And June 27th.
Yes.
All right, at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the February 28th, 2019 special meeting and the June 27th, 2019 regular meeting. Actually, no, yeah. You can't do that one. So I withdraw my motion and just make my motion to approve the February 28, 2019 special meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Ken wasn't here. Mike. The other one was Ken and Mark.
So we'll have to wait till he's here.
So... we can do that. I know when in January when the two of you took office, you guys still were able to vote on the minutes. I mean, that just might be something that we, do you want to put them up on the site as a draft? They're perfect.
We can put them as a draft. And
I'd like to just get, I'm trying to get these up as quickly as possible. Oh, and just so I can, I don't know if you, I'm sure you guys noticed the new format of the minutes. There's been some question, I guess, there's concern that the minutes were not going to be in typed form at all. but that's not the case. And in fact, they're more than an outline, and for every motion that's made, every subject that's discussed, there's a time into the recording. So you don't, if somebody wants to actually hear exactly what was said, they don't have to listen to the whole meeting. They can go right to, you just move your cursor over to that point. So it's actually, they're a cleaner version. I love them. It's a template that the state put out on the auditor's office, and they're great. So very easy to read, and we're getting them up as fast as we can. You want to hold off on those until next meeting, and then?
Yeah, it's in that one still.
Oh, I need to sign the one page that hurts. This is the draft. I won't do that one. Where's the?
That's all that was there, and then there's the.
Yes, if you could just make a draft, and then have the one.
Yep.
Yes, awesome. Thank you.
Next on the agenda is a Hood Road grant. This time I'd like to put forth the following resolution number 0808-2019-023 to authorize Medina Township to prepare and submit application to participate in the Ohio Public Works Commission State Capital Improvement and Local Transportation Improvement Programs and to execute contracts as required for repair of Hood Road and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion?
That's in preparation of getting our drawings, right? That's so we have our ducks in a row?
Yep.
Do we have the drawings for the engineer?
We do not have the drawings yet.
I thought you had a wait for them to get that, to do that, or no?
To apply.
Oh, to apply.
Yeah.
We can't apply without it. This will get us.
But this, as soon as we get the drawings, then we can, as soon as we get the drawings, then we already have something in place to be able to submit for the grant.
How much are you asking for in the grant? Last for a million.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Stoker.
Aye.
Mr. Raz.
Aye.
You know what? Did we ever have a motion for the cemetery grant or no? Okay. So I think it would just, we usually approve them applying for a grant at a meeting. Nick's been working on a cemetery grant that would help pay for the repairs, I guess, of the headstone.
For next year, that's a next year's grant.
Okay, but it is due by the 14th, so we won't have another meeting by then. So if you guys just want to approve the application submission, I have the name is on that paperwork you sent me, right? I can give you. That way we don't have to have a special meeting just to approve that. Okay, it's the Ohio Department of Commerce. Division of Real Estate and Professional Licensing. It's called the Cemetery Grant Application.
Ohio Department of Commerce.
Yeah, you want to read right off of here, Mike? You can if you want. That might be easier for you.
We have to do it by resolution?
No, we didn't with the police. Just, I'm not sure that it's even necessary, but we always do, so we may as well.
All right, then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to allow Nick Dominguez Jr. to apply for the Ohio Department of Commerce Division of Real Estate and Professional Licensing, and this is for Medina Township Fenn Road Cemetery.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
Next up, I'd like to put forth the following resolution number 0808-2019-024 to reallocate $50,000 from account code 2191-210-599-0000 to account code 219-760-750-2081 for police department motor vehicles.
Second.
Okay, Mike, can you amend the motion and reread the two code? You missed a one at the end, so it was 2191. Unless I didn't type it, sorry if I messed it up, I thought it was it.
It's 2081.
Yeah, 2081.
No, no, that's at the end, I'm sorry, here, I'll show you which one. 219, yeah, you just missed that number one when you said it.
All right, then amend, make a motion to amend my motion to read 50,000, reallocate $50,000 from account code 2191-210-599-0000 to account code 2191-760-750-2081 for police department motor vehicles.
Second.
Discussion?
This is for capital, starting to put money away for replacement of police cars. So we have something stashed away when they start going, they're still in pretty decent shape, but I'd like to have something saved.
So as long as nothing happens to a car this year that we need to replace something, that money is just gonna roll over year after year, and we'll just, we'll add that to whatever appropriation we choose that. Correct.
That's a good idea.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Do I have to do that by motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you wanna talk about it first, if you wanna explain it, or if you wanna just do that at discussion.
Yeah, we'll do it at discussion.
Just so you know, and this, Mike, just real quick, this last, this will replace the supplemental appropriation page that you guys normally would vote on, because that's enough, as long as you have it done the resolution. So I'm just gonna go ahead and attach, I'll do the move, I'll attach it, and then that'll be part of the minutes as well.
Okay, that's fine. This time I'd like to make a motion to move the Medina Township domain name over to Lighthouse Solutions. This is part of our upgraded computers, so Office 365 and the emails can be used with the new computer system that we're installing at Township.
Second.
Like I said, this is part of our upgrade to our computer systems at the Township Hall. Part of it is, this'll allow us to use the new system, Office 365, on all our computers. Lighthouse will then have control over the domain name to be able to work with our emails for everybody in the township that has one. It'll be a lot easier to get the emails requested and that too. And this is part of, one of the phases that we have for the upgrade. Can I get a motion, or a roll call, please?
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
I'm sorry, Al. This time I'd like to make a motion to open up the floor for public comment, which time, please state your name and address for the record.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time public comment is open. Please raise your hand.
Today in the Hubman, 425 Robson Road. I have a question about the concrete repair. I just wonder, there still be caused by the runoff from people who put gravel by the road? We had that problem one time.
I didn't understand, I had something.
What that is, that's not, that don't have nothing to do with this, Diana.
No.
This is on the hill up there by Melanie's house. You know where Melanie lives up in the reserve?
No.
on Timber Creek. It's on the side of a hill. And over the years, back, even when I started, we started to try jacking it up. We tried putting foam under it and concrete under it.
Admirable.
Years ago, remember that?
Yes.
At the exact same spot, and it finally gave way. And that's why we tore it up.
I know. We had a problem once with the people who gravel on the between the yard and the edge of the pavement. So deep for the water, it was going near the road.
Yeah. Now, what they spec out, if they get caught putting the stone next to the road like that, we stop them and make them put a pipe in and tie it into the storm sewer.
That's good.
But, you know, everything that's been there in the past is just, you can't make them dig it up and do it the right way. You know, it's just done shoddy back in the day.
That's good. We took care of that.
Yeah, there is a spec out there for that, so.
Okay, good.
Anything else, Diana?
No, that's it.
Anyone else? Jeff?
Jeff Johnson, 3920 Huffman Road, couple comments. Terrific story on TV tonight about fire departments. I'm trying to get Chief Painter, and I'll try to reach him tomorrow. Two things really happened, really terrific. Done in Akron, in which what they do is they take the fire trucks and they make a, like a water spray, whatever form. Kids go crazy. We can do it on the fields and actually water a field at the same time. We can dump a hydrant or something. I think it's a great way of engaging the fire department with the community, get the kids involved, and maybe doing some watering. The other thing they did, I don't know how that's done here, but you know the foam that you guys use? They had a foam pit there. And the kids were just ripping it up, just having the time of their life, having a foam pit. Don't know if either of those can be done. Doesn't cost anything. They got to maybe clean the pipes or something, or whatever. But is that something you guys be willing to look into? Community service type thing. I mean, of course, you might have no interest, but.
I'm guessing they're not willing to dump a triple F. It's pretty expensive. Unless they probably had some that was out of date or.
There you go.
And I'm not sure that we
just don't know why they do it. We couldn't. Just an idea.
Yeah. As far as the water goes, if we do something with the picnic, I would like to have them out there. And maybe if it's warm, they could. I know they used to do it for the soccer camps.
I remember. Yeah. I used to dump the hydrants once in a while. Just an idea. Yeah. Good way, just engaging the community. So that's one thing. Another thing was we talked several times about, and Angela, you might. This isn't directed at you, but you might be involved. A cost-benefit study, has that ever been taken in since we've switched to a different fire system of what we pay, what we save? Is that benefit still there of $250,000? You know, I don't know what it is. I don't want that answer today. It's unfair. But is that something we could look at and say, yeah, wow, we're way ahead, or and maybe we have to save? I don't want
sure.
to answer.
We, I mean, a formal study has not been done, but between what we've compared, you know, year by year, and then Mark's been working with the state auditor's office for the fire district, I think of the word. So they're looking into that too. They're looking at it from different angles. I don't have the numbers tonight.
Don't expect it tonight.
Yeah, I mean, informally we review that.
If it's a great deal, great. If it's not, why? What do we need to do different? That's all.
Right. We've really only had one true year. So it's
we keep getting our buildings, you know, beat up. We keep getting trucks knocked off. We keep getting added expenses. I don't forget getting caught off guard. You know, Mark's talking about saving money for a new police. Great idea. Well done. I don't know where it stands, but.
No, we definitely, that's something that we will be looking at the end of the year again.
Just so you get the community behind whatever decision was made or will be made.
Right.
Okay. Last one is people are quick to criticize and slow to praise. I'd like to commend our roads department, Denny and his group. The guy, he's out at 6 in the morning. He's going up the road beeping his horn, waving to me at 8 at night. He fixed Huffman Road, actually put in my driveway for me too. And you guys will know about that. Just kidding, I know. But what a wonderful job that was done. Everybody talked about it. So, Denny, I'd like to thank you for a wonderful job. And you know what? Here's an idea for you to take an effect for governance. We've given raises to other parts of our township employees, maybe a merit raise, or maybe a performance raise, let's use that, for doing something above and beyond to get those guys up to where maybe, you know, we can compete with other townships. It's well deserved, whatever money we spend, I think he and his department earned it, so.
Thank you.
Get excited, Mike, here's a hell of an idea, I'm doing the best I can.
We'll look into it, Joe.
Okay, good, that's fair. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Gary Beeny, 3803 Hamilton Road. To answer your question about the fire department, if you go to Ohio Checkbook online, it'll show you how much was saved in 18 over 17 on the cost of the fire department. If you go to the township's website, you will see something sent about a letter. It'll show that the township went from a 6 to a 3 in the fire protection rating, where the 1 is the highest. You have better response times. So that should be able to answer your question.
Yeah, that's good.
Just to be fair, I want to point out that, again, I don't have the number, so I don't want to quote anything I can't remember, but there are some things that you have to look at the entire budget, not just the fire department for. The repairs to the fire department and we did collect that out of the insurance money, but there were some things that we upgraded as well, I think the bay doors, I believe. Anyhow, that's going to be in the general fund, that's just the way we had to account it in and everything. So I can get true numbers, just so you know, bottom line.
And Jeff, you asked at a community how we're doing. I don't think you'd get a consensus. Say, yeah, we're doing great. I'm looking for that answer, so we can all stand back and say, yeah, this is the best thing.
We're at a halfway point with our contract.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's something we can bring up towards the end of the year, that we will have definitive numbers for the first 2 years.
I think we need to get more definitive answers from the city, too, as far as replacement, when the next vehicle is going to be done, that we're going to owe, and make sure that we, because that's the one thing, the fire department was here, we knew their budget. Yeah, they spent $600 every year, but money was going away for new engines and stuff like that. We're just looking at the contract cost when you look at that one line. So we have to get more firm answers from them on when our turn for buying something's going to be up, and make sure we have that put away.
That sounds great, thank you. You guys are on top of it.
Are you putting money away every year?
Right now, yeah, we still have an S-Tag 2 carryover from what was put away.
Is it going to the police or whatever?
No. From what we had in the fire fund, that can only be used for fire.
Another question, Adam, anything about the fire district, how's that going?
We're still waiting to hear from the state auditors. It's taken way longer than we thought, so I'm hoping they're real thorough.
I think it said May, and then...
Yeah, it was supposed to be May, and they still haven't come out with their report yet, so.
Yeah, magic words, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Price was right. We still, I mean, it was quality job, hopefully, and didn't cost us a dime, so.
I do want to speak to something, too, that Gary said about the Ohio Checkbook. Since the safety service levy can be used for different funds, it is. So it's real important to look at those program codes, too, and I'm not sure if anyone, that's like that second set of numbers next to the fund number. So it is broken down between police, safe, fire, and then we have capital outlay for both fire and police also in there. So that's, if you're ever looking at Ohio Checkbook, if anyone has any questions, please reach out, because I know nobody's going to memorize these code numbers, but it's all available, it's just a matter of knowing how to read it. So that.
I'm sorry, maybe to capitalize, I forgot about one more thing. I came to apologize. I've asked for something, and it's like I'm dumping on you, and that's just not fair. So I came up with potential solution for you to consider. We had an issue an opportunity where one of the folks up the road on Route 42 was having a difficulty with signs. I spoke to Elaine about it, and there's nothing, you know, that can't be done. It's not in the township part. So I cranked out a little note that says, right now Medina Township has a one-size-fits-all zoning policy stating that a business can put up a temporary sign 3 times a year for 2 week intervals at each time cost of $50. I'm suggesting that zoning policy be changed or attitude to consider seasonal businesses like golf courses, fruit farms, Christmas tree farms, temporary seasonal stores, and that might mean like Halloween, Christmas, something like that. And I'm suggesting, for example, at a golf course, be able to put up a sign once a year for, say, 16 weeks, the idea of the golf season, and during their busy season, or a Christmas tree farm for put up, you know, once a year for, say, 6 weeks. The zoning policy would be worded to charge $150 for any long-term temporary sign placed 6 weeks to 16 weeks. The township would not lose any money, as it would have previously received. It could also be worded to self-regulate. And what I mean by that is, a long-term temporary sign could only be placed while the product or the service is being sold. An example might be, like a Christmas tree farm, would not be able to put up a temporary sign, say on September 25th, saying, buy your Christmas tree starting December 1st. So it's self-regulating. I think this type of policy would be welcomed by the businesses in the township and be a service to their customers, and I think it would also show Medina Township to be a business-friendly environment.
Well, so there is a way to request a zoning change, isn't there?
Yes.
And it's on our website for anyone who's interested in submitting?
I'm not sure if it's on the website, but it's in the Higher Revised Code.
So my recommendation, Jeff, is someone should fill out that request.
Yep.
And submit it, and then it would be to the zoning board, because they're a self-governing body.
This should be directed to zoning, not to my township trustees.
Correct.
Anyone else? Bill?
Bill Hostman, 3670 Hamilton Road. I see we're still paying for two phone companies. I know you guys were going to look into...
Yes.
But have you made any decisions or done anything with that?
Hopefully by next meeting, I should have something to propose to the board. I'm waiting to find out the cost of redoing the phones back to Verizon, or back to, I should say, Frontier, what the cost would be for us, and what the cost would be once we decided to go back from Frontier back to, as to what the cost would be to put that back. So I have a kind of a, all the figures on the table before I present something.
Okay.
So that's where we're at with it.
And just as a person, of course this is only my opinion, as the owner of a seasonal business, I would have no interest in having extra signs.
Okay.
So, just for what it's worth.
Thank you. Ray?
Ray Jarrett, Fawcett Road. I'd like to tonight thank Mark for moving that chicken dinner to next year. I mean, it was too soon, too quick, and too close to the November elections.
Right.
So anytime you've got an activity that's that close to the elections, it could be utilized for political means, which we ran in that situation some years ago, and we decided to get away from an election year activity. So thank you, Mark, and thank you, Mike, for waiting until next year.
Ray, can I ask you a question in regards to that? If it was more of a June or July date, as more of a picnic type thing, kind of like what we did for our bicentennial, would that be something more that you feel would be more of a not political thing, or just strictly political year, just not do anything?
I think anytime you have an activity, especially that close to an election,
okay,
political activity,
okay,
and I don't think the residents would feel comfortable with an activity of that sort that close.
Okay. All right.
So thank you both.
Yep. Anyone else? It's time I'd like to make a motion to close the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mark, you have anything else?
I do. I was contacted by the gentleman that parks his cars at PD finally. Okay. Travis was able to get a hold of one. I recommended that he meet with Chief Colonius and I. he's kind of in a pickle. He's willing to maybe pay to park there. My recommendation was maybe we can work something out, because I know the police need car washes, and maybe we can work something out with the car dealership.
Is he part of the car dealership?
He's not. He works for GM, but technically, he's supposed to park at a GM lot. Because they're always so full, they have no room for him, so he kind of just took the liberty of moving across the street with, and this was,
even,
I don't know, years ago.
Their new building over there?
Yeah. It's, they just can't commit to the space. So we're going to talk, and if we can work something out and run it by the prosecutors, and we can get free car washes, and he parks a few cars there, it might be worth looking at. I just want to let you guys know, I was going to talk about it. I'll have something more later on, once I meet with everybody. And if not, he'll be moving out.
Okay.
Hey, Mark, you can move him down the street, or this guy's got plenty of room. He'll sell him for two at once.
Anything else, Mark?
No.
Angela, you have something?
I just wanted to mention, I believe there is that engineers dinner coming up. I forgot to look up the date before, but I think I, it fell on a meeting night. The county engineers dinner. And that'll be, it's in September.
So we saw another meeting.
Do you know the date of it?
I haven't got nothing on it.
I haven't yet.
They sent it, you know what, I haven't either, but they did send it out. It was on the, when the Ohio Township, the Medina chapter sends out the whole year.
Yeah.
You know, and it tells you all the months of what they're doing. It was on there. And I remember checking, and like I said, I'm 99% sure it was.
Then the only thing coming up is the 15th, that's at Steak Roast.
Right, yeah, that's, I believe.
If I had to guess, I'd say probably around the 19th.
I think so too. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So it's just, yeah, we have a couple meetings, but just something to think about. Maybe we can address it next meeting. Like I said, I mentioned.
Can you talk to them, Denny, and find out what it is?
I have the email. I just have to go back, because it was a while ago that I got the email, so.
I'm scored.
Anything else? This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time, Medina Township Board of Trustees meeting is adjourned at 7:44 PM.
Good meeting. Thanks.